Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast, Smash or Pass edition.
I'm so excited for this game.
Yeah, me too. Today, we're playing Smash or Pass on trends.
I didn't really include...
I didn't include that many people because it's like...
I feel like smash that's a little or pass.
Yeah, it's like literally smash them. It's a little... We're married, so...
We got to keep things PG.
Maybe we'll
here.
Say kiss.
Love that.
Kiss or pass. But we asked you guys on our Instagram story. We're just jumping right into it before... Maybe we'll have a little bit of life updates. People are like, great, I thought this was the one week you guys were going to skip.
Nope, we got you.
But we asked you guys on our Instagram story for some things that you wanted us to put our input in and like what we would smash or pass. And then we asked you, you know, so we got some statistics to go over what you guys would smash or pass.
Smash or pass is basically you love it or you don't like it.
Yeah.
So we're going to be giving our opinions and giving you the cold, hard truth.
And I wanted to say this before we get started. That if we smash or pass something, I think the bad broadcast, Maddie said this on one of hers, like, you don't have to message us and explain why you would smash or pass one of them unless we ask. Like, it's okay if you want to pass on something
and we smashed it, or vice versa.
Yeah, exactly. This is just what we like, what we would smash and what we would pass. And
no,
that's okay.
I was thinking about this because I feel like sometimes it's like if you have even just a different opinion or it's like, oh, I like this. I would smash this.
Yeah.
The word smash is like, sounds so, not vulgar, but like hardcore.
Yeah.
Anyway, but if you are to say that and like you said, someone else is like, oh, why would they say that? Like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's just an opinion and it doesn't mean that you can't think the opposite. Like, it doesn't matter at all if you,
if you have a different opinion. Think your opinion's wrong, but that's okay.
They might think their opinion's wrong.
We might think your opinion's wrong.
Oh, right. But it's all just that.
And
that's
my opinion.
And that's my opinion. Do you have any life updates? Anything you've been up to?
In the last couple days?
Yeah. I haven't really been doing that much. Oh, okay.
They've been doing freaking construction in my apartment and plumbing. They had to redo all of the plumbing in my apartment. So they had to cut out the drywall. They had to get into the whatever. And it took like a week. And they just painted and finished yesterday, but it has been such a hassle. We've had to be out of our house. So yesterday it was freezing cold where we live. And we were like walking around the mall. Also, mind you, we have a 2-month-old baby. So it's like we're trying to keep him occupied and he has to take naps. So we're like trying to take naps at the mall, like in his stroller while we're like in Nordstrom. I nursed in Nordstrom probably like 5 times yesterday because we just had to be out all day. We had to board our dog. Anyways. So it's been quite the journey, quite the annoyance, honestly.
Yeah, it's just a hassle.
I've been trying to be positive about it, but I'm over being positive. Like, they are compensating us, so it's okay. But the conversation is slowly starting to be like, okay, maybe that wasn't enough. But I did have this moment when I was nursing in Nordstrom yesterday where I'm like, wow, I'm really like that mom now that like nurses in Nordstrom, like sitting there. Like I had this like full circle moment where I remember being little and walking in and seeing moms like nursing. Mm-hmm. And the Nordstrom has great like lounge, women's lounge.
Yeah, they do.
And then I was nursing Case and I saw like little kids like go into the bathroom and I'm like, wow. Full circle moment.
You're a full-on mom
circle
now.
Circle of life.
Love that.
And then I saw old lady walk in. I'm like, and then next it's going to be me. And I'm going to walk by, see the mom nursing the baby and be like, that used to be me.
Wow.
And then I'll die.
A beautiful metaphor.
Yeah. For life. You're never where you want to be.
Just kidding. Oh, you know what? I do have a life update. Today was my first time wearing makeup in almost a month. It felt so good to put makeup on, even though my skin is dry AF still. It's starting to get its moisture back, but I don't know.
Especially because it's really cold outside. It makes your skin dry.
Yeah, but it's like unreasonably dry, like so flaky, kind of no matter what. I'm like piling on moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after surgery, your skin like stretches and it's healing. A few people have messaged me that that happened to them after their surgery too. I will truly welcome like any tips. If you guys have tips.
You're brave.
No, I will. For dry skin, I will.
Oh, like for dry skin, yeah.
If you guys have anything that has helped you, specifically if you went through a surgery.
Well, where are they going to message you? You got to get back on Instagram.
You guys can message me on the What We Said Instagram. Because I get on that account. Just floods our inbox. No. So I have been using moisturizer and I think that's helping. Because at first I wasn't even putting moisturizer on because I had so much flaky skin. I'm like, I feel like that'll make me break out even more.
What if you just did absolutely nothing?
Also tried that route. I did that for the first like week or two. And mm-hmm. my skin, like I would touch it and literally it would flake off. Like it was so incredibly dry.
Well, it went through something traumatic.
Yeah.
Maybe you just have to love and accept it. Maybe it's just
cool. My new skin. She's like, maybe. Well, it's just alligator skin from now on.
Like, right. No, I mean, as soon as you start to love and accept it, it'll be good again.
True. I've been trying that route as well. I've been trying the self-love route. No, it's really getting a little bit better. It's getting a little bit better the more I moisturize. But if anyone has any like other tips, let me know. Because I've been exfoliating, but people are like, don't over-exfoliate. It just honestly makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of slowed down on that, using a facial oil, whatever. Anyway, my skin's just ugly right now. So especially on the chin area. Hope it gets better soon.
Yeah.
I'm done complaining. I'm feeling actually really good today. As far as recovery goes, so.
Yeah, you're talking way more normal, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like my mouth is starting to move a lot more normally, which is awesome.
You can eat foods just fine?
Yeah, I actually had chips and guac today, which like I haven't had anything like sharp because I had incisions in my mouth, so I didn't want to do anything, but they're totally healed now. And I have to just be a little careful when I eat. But yeah, eating normally, talking pretty normal, feeling probably 70% normal.
Nice.
So we love that. We love healing.
You know what my last little life update is I've been feeling so, you know, back to my roots of being a health conscious queen because I feel like my eating habits just changed so drastically while I was pregnant because obviously I was super sick and I only ate what I could. And then it turned to like, okay, I have heartburn. It just like was completely thrown off.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm still kind of eating like when I was pregnant, but I'm not feeling great at all. Like I'm feeling just kind of tired. Plus I'm breastfeeding. So I feel like I get the life sucked out of me every 2 hours.
Yeah.
And kind of more dehydrated. So I'm like trying to stay hydrated and I'm trying to find the balance again of being like, okay, I was reading this book at Barnes & Noble yesterday. It was just talking about like added sugar and how like every food we eat nowadays has added sugar.
Uh-huh.
And I guess there's like a new FDA rule or regulation or something that they have to tell you how much sugar in your food is added and not like naturally there. So, mm-hmm. you know, obviously something has fruit or grains or something is going to have natural sugar, but then mm-hmm. it'll say like sugars, 12 grams, added sugars, 10 grams.
Mm-hmm.
And it went over all the different added sugars and all of that stuff. And it was so crazy. And I just was thinking about how I literally consume
so much sugar,
so much added sugar every day. Like it's out of this world. And again, it's not like I'm like, no sugar, I'm going to restrict myself crazy. But I just feel like I just have gone on the opposite spectrum where I just don't feel good. And it's like, what's,
yeah.
there's a line between restriction, which I know, and obviously it's like, what's the point if you just feel miserable?
Right.
But then also like wanting to eat better and healthier. And I'm getting drawn back to my roots of I need to be eating a little bit healthier for myself and also for Case because I'm breastfeeding. So I want, you know, my milk to be premium.
Yeah. I think that's great. I love the feeling of getting like a burst of inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
That feels very, I think, you know, feels the great. Older I get, I feel like I know the difference between a genuine, like you were saying.
Motivation.
Just, yeah, motivation where it's like.
A draw.
I really am feeling like drawn to eat a little bit healthier and like drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
And the opposite of that is feeling like, oh, I just look ugly. I need to change this. It's like there's a difference. And
it's like one is forced and one is a natural thing.
Because
that's how I feel like mine is right now where it's like I'm in this transitional stage of my life anyways. It's like I'm done being pregnant. I'm kind of out of like I'm like 8 weeks postpartum. Now I'm kind of getting back into, you know,
normal life,
pre-pregnancy life.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, now I'm getting back to, it's just a natural way of life that now I'm, you know, need to be eating being a little bit more conscious of what I'm eating instead of eating so much processed stuff and just sugar, sugar, sugar.
Definitely.
I am a sugar addict. I am.
We came here today to tell you. Oh, if you are, I definitely am. Yeah. I feel like I definitely eat so much sugar.
Like, they had to take, like, a little sugar test in the book. I was just reading at Barnes & Noble. I didn't buy it. But it was, like, asking questions about your sugar intake. And it was, like, how many times do you eat something sweet? And it was, like, maybe once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah. Maybe the B was, like,
oh, my gosh.
I'll indulge every once in a while, like, once a week.
And then the third one was, like, sweet. Like a cookie?
Like something with added sugar.
Okay. Yeah. Daily for sure. 10 times
every
a day.
Every meal.
Yeah.
Something with added sugar?
Yeah. 10 times
yogurt?
A day.
Yogurt? Like everything I eat has added sugar. Also, I haven't been cooking because it takes, anyways. So catch me doing a fridge makeover. I just bought all this stuff to like organize my fridge like Emily Mariko to have my produce cut up. And that just sounds so great to me.
You know what I did?
Smash on Emily Mariko.
Please. On her fridge. I will not rain on your parade, but I was so disappointed because I had this moment, again, of pure inspiration where I cut up a bunch of strawberries because sometimes I feel like my berries will go bad. Like, mm-hmm. I'll use some of them, but then the rest, I'm like, I just, like, forget about them, whatever, don't utilize them. So I cut up all my strawberries when they're, like, fresh and put them in a little, like, glass.
Did you wash
Tupperware.
Them?
Yes. Washed them, cut them, or sliced them up, put them in a glass Tupperware, and then used some of them, but then basically did the same exact thing where I like
left them
literally like moldy. I'm like,
yeah,
okay, that was pointless time that I wasted. But
yeah,
I love that for you.
I'm like, I will not be following your footsteps. No, I was going to say, I think, I don't know what the trick is. There's some kind of trick, but with fruit, I think I remember reading something like if you wash it first,
it's bad.
It'll go bad faster.
Awesome.
I don't know though. Maybe that's different if you put it in glass. So. Stay tuned. I mean, like for salads and stuff, like cutting up like the lettuce ahead of time. I think Fashion Lush maybe said that, or maybe.
I don't remember, or I don't know. That,
like stuff for meals, like making my rice ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because making rice is the bane of my existence.
You need these little like, well, probably it's freaking out of sugar in it.
Rice.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, but I know. The
like
microwave
the little
ones.
Rice packs at microwave. Yeah. I love them because they're just so
easy.
They probably have something in them that's, you know, maybe it's better to just straight up cook the rice, but. It's just so nice because it's not as daunting, I feel
like.
Yeah,
that's true.
But
I do have those, actually.
It's just time consuming. The mm-hmm. rice is time consuming.
Yeah. We are jumping into an ad real quick to talk to you about Macy's, one of this podcast episode's sponsors. We love them very much. Macy's has very sentimental feelings surrounding it because—
Nostalgia.
Yeah, my nana used to always buy us Christmas dresses from Macy's and send them to us as presents. And so whenever I think of Macy's, I think of my nana, and that is just a beautiful thing. And you know what else is a beautiful thing? Spring. Springtime. Spring is just around the corner if you're listening to this currently, and it's always a great time to kind of revamp your wardrobe during the springtime because, you know, it's not very cold, but it's also not very hot. So you get to wear, you know, you get to mix things up a little bit.
So if you're looking to like upgrade your go-to jeans, Macy's has got you covered with must-have relaxed jeans from top designers that you'll want to wear everywhere. And if you're looking for an easy way to step up any casual look, make a style statement in a bold jacket, the perfect piece to transition from cool to warm weather. If you're not sure which style is for you, no worries. Connect with a Macy's personal stylist one-on-one, in-store, or chat from the comfort of your home. Either way, the appointment is catered just to you and your style dreams. There is nothing better than like talking with a stylist or just getting help in like the fashion department if you're trying to revamp your wardrobe or just even if you want to like try something new. So best of all, it's free. Head on over to macys.com/personalstylist to book your appointment today. That's macys.com/personalstylist. And again, it's free. So go check it out.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. A lot of us will usually drop anything to go help someone that we care about. We'll go out of our way to treat other people well, to make them feel special and heard. But how often do we give ourselves that same treatment? I think it's so important to just talk to somebody, especially if you're not feeling your best, if you're sad, or if there's something that's just holding you back from living your best life. And that is why BetterHelp is so amazing. So this month, BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you that you matter just as much as everyone else does. And therapy is a great way to make sure that you show up for yourself.
Yes, I think it's amazing to just invest in yourself in general, however, you know, you see fit to do that. But just like whether it is with self-care, going to therapy, talking to someone, it just helps so much to talk to someone, especially from an unbiased perspective and someone who's a professional and who's, you know, licensed to help guide you in different areas of your life that you may be struggling in or whatever. So we love BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and What We Said listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. That's BETTERHELP.com/whatwesaid.
Anyways, should we get into the smash or pass?
Yeah, let's play smash or pass. I'm ready.
Okay, so we're going to do the ones that like we asked you guys for your input first. Then we'll go over just some that we didn't need your opinion on. Okay, again, smash means like you just love it and pass means no thanks. Okay, I did this on my Instagram story maybe like 2 weeks ago. And I was just had this random fun thought of like, let me do smash pass on different shoes. Cause I was on some, I think like Revolve or something. And there were just like so many different shoes. And I'm like, I just want to see what my followers like. And I put a bunch of different fun shoes on there. And I was extremely disappointed with the results. Literally like all of the shoes, even like Jordans, like very pretty basic Jordans of just like white and blue Jordans was like 55% pass. I'm like, really? Like, I was trying to say, you don't have to wear these. Because some people are like, well, I just wouldn't wear this. I'm like, you don't have to buy them and wear them. It's just like, do you like them or no?
Yeah.
And literally all of these really cute shoes, it was like 90% or like 75% pass. And then at the end, I was like, oh, thanks for playing. This is fun. Also, like, I'm not trying to get like your guys's, you know, I'm not buying these shoes. They're like $500 each. It was just a fun game. And then I was like, also, the stats show that you guys are kind of basic with like a crying face. And
you're
I was,
like, but you're like, LOL, but I love it. Like, yeah, you like even mean about that at all.
No, not at all.
Also, it's a funny,
it was a joke.
Yeah,
but
it was a joke.
Got roasted to no, I've never got so many like actually messages, like, canceling me pretty much, where they were like, this is giving me mean girl vibes, blah blah blah. This is what were they? I'm trying to have blocked out the trauma from my brain, but
okay, to play devil's advocate, I feel like the word basic, even though it shouldn't, has a negative connotation.
Oh, for sure.
So I feel like by you saying
you guys are
kind of basic, they're like, that's just rude of you to say, because they think of it as a bad thing. When I think we both are like, oh, we're basic.
Yeah.
I think I definitely am basic.
That's what I said. I said, a lot of ways. You guys are kind of basic with like the laughing cry face. And then I said, which is like fine, like basic, loud and proud or something like that. And a couple people did say that like, well, no one ever means basic as a compliment. And I like, well, I for sure wasn't trying to compliment you either. Like I was just teasing you. If I love you, I tease you. And I'm like, you're kind of basic. You guys only smashed on the white sneakers.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, the girls that get it, the girls that were like messing with me, like I only pushed Smash on the white sneakers and I was like, I'm basic and I know it. And there's nothing wrong with being basic. No. It's only if you're insecure
that
you're
basic.
That's
what I was going to say. It's like pouring salt in a wound. If you're already thinking, if you think you're basic and you think that's a bad thing and you're insecure about it, then that is going to offend you.
Yeah, exactly.
If you think you're basic and you don't care, that's going to slide right off your back. And if you don't think you're basic, it's also going to slide off your back. Yeah. So that's just the truth.
Yeah.
Which unfortunately. Is, like, you definitely didn't mean any harm by it. At all.
No.
And that's just your sense of humor.
Yeah, exactly. I made an apology video and we got over it.
You did?
I just went on my live. Oh. And I was like, you guys, I'm really sorry I called you basic. I didn't mean to. It was like I was getting reprimanded by my mom for like teasing my sister or something. But I was like, you guys, I'm literally the most basic person like alive. Have you seen my house? I have a checkered rug, like a white couch.
An Our Place pan.
I wear Aritzia every single day. I wear, you know, yeah, I have an Our Place pan. I've got the whole, Uggs.
We got the whole nine yards.
Yeah. Also, that's like so all funny. The ones that they smashed that were basic, I have those ones. Like I have those shoes. So anyways.
That is so funny.
Let's get into them.
I'm glad we moved on past your cancellation.
Yes. I've come out a bigger person. Okay. So the first one we said was Dunklos. If you guys know what those are, they're kind of like Jordans, but
Nike Dunk
tops.
Lows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 55% said Smash.
Nice.
45% said Pass.
I would say Smash.
Yeah, I would say I love Smash them. For sure.
I think they're really cute.
The new iPhone, Smash or Pass? 77% said Smash. 23% said Pass.
I would say Smash as well. I really like mine.
I love mine. Camera. The camera, hit however, or miss. It's... I haven't, like, mastered it yet. Do you like the camera?
I have mixed feelings. Like, at the beginning, one thing I will say is, like, at night, it is crystal clear.
Yeah.
It's shockingly very good at night photos or like kind of that dark aesthetic. If you want to do that, it's like really good. I took photos when we were in New York right after I had gotten it, Tyson and I. And I was taking photos in this legitimate pitch black restaurant. And there was barely any light. And I was taking photos of our food. And it was like such a good photo, like a very cool vibe, very crisp. We went outside, legitimately pitch black. I'm taking photos and it's like still somehow capturing it. So I feel like the camera is very good quality, but sometimes with these cameras, they're almost too good of quality to where they make things like HDR and maybe my phone's just on a weird setting, but
no,
overall, I like it. I think
that's what I was going to say. It's like HDR-ish, like I will take the photo and I'll adjust the exposure to be like a really pretty, moody, cute photo.
Yeah.
And especially of case, like I'll take it, I'm like, this is so cute.
Yeah.
And then I'll go to my photos and it'll be blurry at first. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, we fixed it. And it's horrendous.
It's like so crisp almost.
Yeah.
To
it's
a bad
literally
degree.
Like HDR. And I've like tried all the setting things and I'm like, no, I was trying to make this dark and moody. Like, please don't correct that. I literally adjusted the exposure.
Right. I feel that. I think there's maybe certain settings that we could tweak. Like I haven't really.
It like fixes the photo after I've taken it.
Interesting.
Hmm.
I don't know if mine does that.
I think if you guys know how to like hack that, where I can just naturally, like if I snap a photo, it'll be fine.
Yeah, we should look at our settings after this. Okay. Because overall, I do like it.
Same. Leif's water bottle, Smash or Pass?
Pass. Although, do you guys follow me on TikTok? And did you see my new hot pink Gatorade bottle? Because it's kind of iconic.
You should just give it to Leif.
It's so cute. No, that's mine. That's my new
water. I was
going
to say, if you don't want his green one sitting around.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, we're going to have to pass on the Gatorade bottle. Sorry.
Well, 27% said Smash.
But you know what? It Traitors. Is functional. It's a very functional and like the squeeze is nice. You know how you can kind of, what's it called? Like waterfall it and just squeeze it. You know, I will admit there's function. However, do I think it's a cute aesthetic? Absolutely not.
Nick said he passed on this because it gives him like flashbacks to his years of playing high school football because that's what they use. Like practice and stuff, like someone coming up and just squirting it in your mouth and you're like, ugh.
I can see that.
Next is sleeping with your dogs in your bed. 51% said Smash, 49% said Pass.
I'm actually going to have to go with Pass on this one. I feel like I can say this because I've done both. Mm-hmm. And Lady actually does sleep with us most nights, so I don't know why I'm saying Pass. But she's just very small, so it's easy. I kind of forget she's there. But at the same time, even recently, I've been telling Leif, I'm like, we've had times where she doesn't sleep in our bed. Like, we've trained her to sleep in her bed. But when we moved to this house, we...
like, didn't have her bed.
Didn't
or
have her bed, yeah, her crate. And so she just slept with us for the first few nights. And then we just kind of never changed that. And I was telling him, I'm like, I think we got to go back to her not sleeping in bed, with us simply because I just am kind of a light sleeper. She'll like snuggle with me during the night sometimes. Like she'll come over on my feet and lay on my feet. And it's really cute and sweet, but it does wake me up. And like I have to kind of get her off me because I just, I'll start thinking like, oh my gosh, I have to stay still because otherwise she'll wake up. And then I'm like, okay, now you're affecting my sleep. And anyway, so yeah, I say pass, but I don't care if you sleep with your dog. I'm
pros and cons. Judge. I loved like, Sophie does not sleep in our bed anymore ever since we've been in Orange County. We trained her not to. And yeah, I sleep much better, especially because she's huge. And she would wake us up to let her under the covers. Like she would literally whine and we'd have to, she'd get off the bed, whine, have her like us lift up the cover so she could get under and like do 5,000 circles and then finally lay down. And that's a no.
The thing is, it's like sweet in the moment kind of because you just love them so much. But once you've done it without, if they do like disrupt your sleep, once you've had them not disrupt your sleep, you're like, you're not coming back in bed with me. Sorry.
Cuddle her on the couch.
Yeah.
She has her own bed, her own space. Mm-hmm. And that's enough.
Definitely.
False lashes. I was actually shocked at the statistics of this.
The statistics.
31% said smash and 69% said pass on false lashes.
Depends on the lashes. I'd say smash. Like, there's some really good strip. Wait, you said, just false lashes.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, when I've gotten my makeup done, like, there's some really good strip lashes or, like, lashes that you can even, like, just add to the ends that make your eyes just look so good. But it depends. Are we talking, like, super thick eyelash extensions? That I would pass.
Yeah, I would pass on that. But I also would smash the hell out of the extensions I've gotten from Rachel. Like, I literally am going to go get them next week because I was looking at old pictures. I'm like, what makes me prettier in these photos than I am today? And I was like, oh my gosh, my lash extensions. When done right, they're great.
Yeah. When done naturally, I think they look really pretty.
And sometimes I would pass on certain strip lashes because when I see, like, other people wearing them sometimes, like in TikToks or something, I'm like, I can very much tell that that's a strip lash. Like, it's not applied properly. So it's harder to
I think one of the main things with that is if it's too long. And I don't mean the lash length, but like the length. Okay. I don't mean the lash length. I mean the length of the lash. But
Of the strip.
Of the strip. Yeah. If the strip itself is too long, you can very much tell that they're like fake. But I think if you customize it and like cut the lash to be the length of your eye, and then you apply it well, it can look really natural and really pretty. But yeah, it just depends.
Camping. 60% said smash, 40% said pass.
This is going to get a twofold answer from me.
Okay.
Smash for one night, pass for any longer than that. I don't like to be... I think it'd be a fun experience to go camping. I mean, glamping even more so. Like if you're like in a trailer.
A nice RV.
Yeah, a nice RV. Like that's fun. But I'm not a super outdoorsy, like, I like, again, having an adventure and doing it for one night. And then, especially if I'm, like, sleeping in a tent, I feel like after that, I'm just kind of want to be comfortable.
Totally.
Or just shower.
A toilet.
Yeah, toilet, stuff like that, so.
I would say kind of both, too. Smash, depending on, you know, the circumstances. But I actually was talking with my family because my mom used to take all of us camping by herself without my dad. My dad hates camping. So my mom would literally put all six of us under the age of like 16 until however old my little brother was, when my oldest brother was 16. She would take us to go camp, set up the tent, and we'd stay there for like two or three nights by herself. And I'm like, ma'am, that's so scary.
That's
but
so
like
impressive.
Also girl bossing.
Yes.
And we were talking about all of our memories of camping because we would go quite a bit because her side of the family loves camping. And in the moment, I'd be like, oh, I'm not like much of a camper. But looking back on those memories, I'm like, that's fun.
Yeah.
That would be a fun thing to do with kids. And like, it's just nice to be out in nature. It's like the smell of camping. I actually love the smell of camping.
No, it's fun. And it's fun to do like the tinfoil dinners and s'mores.
Yes.
And like, I think it's a fun vibe.
Yeah.
It's just for a short amount of time for me.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. If you run a small business, time is money, and I'm sure you know that. You don't want to waste either with repeated trips to the post office. I feel like this is just such an ineffective thing to be having to be going to the post office a lot. So with Stamps.com, you can skip the trip and focus on how to take your small business to the next level. Stamps.com lets you print official postage right from your computer and saves you money in the process so you can spend less time at the post office and more time making your customers happy, which is a win-win situation, in my opinion. They just make things very seamless and efficient, which we absolutely love to see. Stamps.com saves you time, money, and stress. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. They give you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer, and you can get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 40% off USPS rates and 76% off UPS.
So whether you're an office sending invoices, maybe you're a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer and standard printer, no special supplies or equipment. You're up and running in minutes, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. So stop overpaying for shipping with Stamps.com. Sign up with the promo code WHATWESAID for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code WHATWESAID. Go check it out. NFTs, 10% said smash, 90% said pass. And I think that's just a really good insight into what gender follows us, because yes. I feel like, not to be sexist, but girls are just not into it as guys are.
Yeah, definitely.
I would say pass because I don't know much about them, but smash if it makes you rich.
Yeah. Leif loves them, or Leif is into it.
Yeah.
So I'll smash on his behalf. And again, I know nothing, so.
Chipotle.
I'll smash Chipotle.
I'll smash Chipotle any day until I get sick of it for like months at a time. You know?
Yeah. It's kind of one of those things.
Like I will literally have it every day for weeks and then I'll just be like, this is disgusting and I won't eat it for months. I do that with lots of things.
I love their chips and guac. Yes. Their chips, like when you get, especially you get like an extra salty and lime one. Oh, it's so good.
It is so good.
It's real good.
You know, I got their, they just got a new plant-based option. So they have the sofritas, which is just bomb.
Yeah.
And then they got chorizo.
Is it good?
Pass on this chorizo.
Really?
I don't like it. It's not that good.
Oh, that's
I've had
a bummer.
Better chorizo. Yeah, it was a bummer, actually. Their sofritas are so good, though.
What's the difference?
Sofritos is, sofritas, feminine. It is tofu.
Okay.
And the chorizo is something else.
Okay.
top bed sheet, smash or pass. 58% said, I'm like, we're playing smash or pass. Remember, you guys, 58% said smash, 42% said pass. Pretty split here.
Why are all my answers two? I'll just say pass, I guess. Like, we don't have one right now, and it's kind of nice for making the bed.
Yeah, pass 100%. Once I went no top bed sheet.
Yeah. But I will say, when you have a top bed sheet, it kind of feels a little more like cozy. Yeah. To me, it feels
maybe
a
if you
more
lived
like,
in a colder climate.
Yeah, I think so for sure. I think where we live, we just don't need it. Mm-hmm. And it's so much easier to make the bed.
Yeah. Nick did say, because he's a hot sleeper, that it's nice to take off because our comforter is like pretty big.
Yeah.
He's like, it's nice to be able to take off the comforter if I am hot and just have a thin top sheet. So I have something on me.
That's true.
And then people are saying you're gross if you don't use it. Like I saw a couple messages like, that's gross if you don't use this.
What do you mean? Because you're getting like your oils or something on like a...
On the comforter, but I just wash my comforter.
Right.
I don't know.
Huh. Interesting.
Okay. Next one is matcha.
We're going to have to pass. Or sorry, what? I meant smash. I meant smash.
45% said smash. 55% said pass.
Mm, that kind of doesn't surprise me though. Well, can I say something? I think...
This is your podcast. So.
This is what we said. So some people actually have messaged... Me because I think specifically because I've said in the past, like, I don't like matcha and I didn't think it tasted good at all. And now I genuinely enjoy it a lot and, like, drink it often. And the key for me, as we just talked about added sugar, but the key for me, if and I'm saying this for anyone who's like, I didn't like matcha, I tried it, I didn't like it. Like, it's one of those things I truly feel like you can't just have straight up matcha with plain milk or plain oat milk and like love it on the first try. I feel like that would be rare. But for me, I always get it sweetened with vanilla. It's like a vanilla syrup. They do like a pump of it or something. I don't know. And that is the way that I consistently like it. There are some matchas that I like without it, like just straight up
matcha with
the
oat
matcha with oat milk. And I really like it. But there are certain places where it's just bitter. Like it tastes like grass. It tastes bitter. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, I need sweetener in this.
Well, and sometimes when it's not ceremonial grade either, like it's just kind of like cheap matcha.
Uh-huh.
It tastes fake. Like it's like, okay, I'm not even getting the health benefits.
Right.
And it's gross.
Yeah, definitely. So anyway, if you're like wanting to try it, maybe try it. Just say, can I get it sweetened with vanilla? Most places offer that. You can also get it sweetened with honey or yeah. something else. And I've had that too and I like it, but I just think the vanilla tastes better. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I like my matcha to taste like leftover Lucky Charms milk. And I stand by that, that that's the best way that it should taste, especially if you make it at home. I've never really had it somewhere like at a place that that makes it taste like that. But
well, what do you do to make it taste like that?
Yeah, I'm like, that's the secret. Secret cool. sauce.
That's no, a secret I'll never tell.
I use oat milk, usually Malk. And then I use like Peak matcha or Art of Tea matcha. Mm-hmm. And then I use a little bit of sweetener, like nut pod sweetener.
Creamer?
Usually. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Creamer. Sorry. Like vanilla, hazelnut. Honestly, any of them. But even just with the Malk and the matcha at home.
Not good.
No, it's good.
Oh, it is good.
Yeah. It tastes like leftover Lucky Charms milk.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I have not mastered the at-home matcha. I thought I did there for a second. Maybe it's because I took a break.
Mm-hmm.
I need another tutorial because mine today, you need a whisk. I made it today. It was atrocious. Today it was bad.
Did you use a whisk?
No.
I used a frother though. You need to get a whisk. Really? The frother really doesn't even do it as well as the whisk.
You need to put the difference?
It takes a little bit more time and it's even the way that you whisk too. You can't do circular motion whisk. You have to do like a W, somebody told me. And ever since I've been doing that, there's no
clumps or anything?
Yeah, there's no clumps or anything.
There's not really clumps though. It was the flavor that I didn't like. It wasn't the clumps. There was no clumps. I did... The matcha powder with water, with warm water, just a little bit, frothed that.
Okay.
So it was like a little liquid or whatever. Yeah. And then I did ice and Malk or whatever, mm-hmm. the brand, and then put in like that much and then poured the matcha on top.
Hmm.
It looked so good. Sorry. You know what I did? I did something very bad actually.
What?
I bought some vanilla syrup, like some of the vanilla stuff for at home so I could use it. I put a little too much, I think.
And it was
just like kind of weird. It just tasted kind of weird. And also I had Keaton and Leif buy it for me and they got me the sugar-free one on accident. So it had a weird vibe to it.
Yeah.
I forgot. That was why it was so gross.
Yeah.
But I've been drinking chai mostly in the mornings, honestly, but I ran out of like my favorite one. So then I made a matcha today and I was mad because it looked so good. And I took one sip and I was like, nope. That's not it at all.
That stinks. Okay, this next one does hurt my heart a little bit. But again, it's your opinions. Anime. 14% said smash. 86% said pass. And that was to be expected, if we're being quite honest. Because
mm-hmm.
guys aren't very cultured, so.
I would say pass just because I haven't really watched much of it.
Yeah. I really believe that if Leif gave it a try because he likes NFTs and it's basically just anime without any storylines or plots,
mm-hmm.
he would love it.
I think Leif would like it a lot. I am like toxic with TV shows. I'm a toxic person.
Why? No.
I've just realized like it just makes Leif so mad because he loves TV and movies and stuff. And I just have the shortest attention span. Like I cannot be bothered to like, I don't know. I can't even get into a series because I'm just like, I'm just bored. I don't know. And it could be like such a good show too. That's the weirdest part. Even Desperate Housewives, granted, that's all I did for my recovery basically for 2 weeks straight. I just watched so many episodes a day. But I'm so burnt out of it now. I'm like on season 4, I think. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. Like it's so good though.
Yeah.
Every episode, if I started watching it, I think I'd like – you know, if I started the episode, I'd be like, okay, I want to finish it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Anytime we start like a show or movie, Leif just knows it's inevitable that I'm going to just be like,
I'm over it.
Yeah. It's so annoying actually to me as well. Because I wish I liked. That's why I'm saying even with anime, I feel like I could get into it for a second, watch maybe one season of something, but then I'd just be like, okay.
Just forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel that.
Weird part of my...
No, I actually do the same thing where I just never finish a series. Like I'll start it and then I'll be like, oh, I like it a lot. But then it'll be like one episode left and I'll watch half of the last episode. I'm like,
yeah. You know that Beth told me we need to watch Love is Blind as well.
Really? The second season?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, you have to. It's whatever. Anyway.
Okay.
Could be worth it.
Next is Uggs. 65% said smash. 35% said pass. I'm obviously going to say smash because I'm wearing them right now.
Smash, of course. And I have to say, Chelsea, you are ahead of your time. I mean, they've always been popular kind of, but like 3 years ago, you got me a pair for Christmas.
Yeah.
I still have them. And like, I wore them then too, but even now I've been like wearing them so much because they're very popular, very trendy. And like, So I was reminded of them even more.
Thank you.
And yeah, you're ahead of your time. You got me. I mean, you know, I know they were in style years and years ago as well.
Yeah.
But you got them for me at a time when they like weren't super popular.
Yeah.
But they're so comfy. You can't beat Uggs.
I know. Dear Media, they gave me Uggs for Christmas. They gave both of us Uggs for Christmas. And I wear these every single day.
Yeah.
They're so comfortable.
So comfy.
And warm and cozy. Okay. This is the last one that we asked your guys' opinions on. And it's mom talk. 32% said smash and 68% said pass. And I
Can you give me like what mom talk is?
And that's what I was going to say. Okay. I feel like I wanted to like do that
one. Do a deep dive on
this? Yeah. To kind of talk about what mom talk even is. There's so many different layers to mom talk.
Yeah.
Because people were like, well, I like certain people, but. You know, mom talk as a whole. My thought when I
just
like,
just in case anyone's like, what are you saying? Like, mom talk is like the mom side of TikTok kind of thing. But specifically,
sounds like I feel like mom talk or something.
Yes. But there are, I think, layers, like you're saying. So continue.
I think my first thought when I saw it was
the Mormon moms in Utah.
Yeah. Just like mom talk in terms of like somebody whose whole identity is being a mom. Like, okay. And that, so they're like a mommy influencer kind of thing.
Gotcha.
You know, where it's like just their kids and them. That's what I kind of thought of. But then some people were saying like the Mormon mom clique.
Because there's a group on TikTok that does like, I would consider that kind of like mom talk where it's like they're a bunch of moms. They get together and make TikToks and maybe do even hashtag mom talk. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And there's like a specific group of girls that do that in Utah and stuff. So I didn't know if that's, if you were specifically talking about that or if you're just saying the concept of like being kind of a mommy influencer. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what this person was thinking when they wrote it in, but I,
what do you mean? Oh, because someone else wrote it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking you came up with it. I'm like, I thought you created this.
I'm like, it wasn't me.
She was off her
rocker. Don't look at me. But I'm going to have to say smash to some of it because I literally have learned life-changing things from mom talk. And certain people that talk about, you know, learning things with your kid or give you tips for sleeping or something like that, great. So M doodles and stuff on TikTok. She does like the name predictions.
Yes.
She did one for me and it was so nice. She didn't get it right, but that's okay. It was like literally the nicest video ever. But she just did a video breaking down moms on TikTok and like the whole, you know.
Like Venn diagram or something. Like, oh, I need to watch that.
And she was basically saying that if you are profiting solely off your kids, like she was basically going to their feed and she was like, okay, if I cross out I put an X on every post that has to do with their kid, how many other boxes are left? Like, do they have other passions and things they share?
Right.
And she was like, if every single box is X'd out after I like X out something that's like your kid, then I'm not down for, you know.
Your content or something?
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I'm not an advocate for those kinds of like exploiting your children for profit kind of thing.
Gotcha.
She's like, but if you like share your children and like half the boxes are still whatever, great. Like healthy balance. Like you're a mom. Yes, that's part of who you are. But then you also have other things that you're into and you share that. Great. And I was like, this is very well said because we talk about this too, where it's like,
yeah. I think there's a difference between sharing your kid, like being an influencer even maybe already. And then like you have a kid and you share bits and pieces. And only having a career because of your kid. And if your kid didn't exist, you would not have a career. And because that is a thing where some of these like YouTuber family YouTubers or something, like they do utilize, and not all of them, I'm not speaking about all of them, but there are some that it is solely based around their kids. Mm-hmm. Every single thumbnail is clickbait about their kids. At that point, your career is literally based off of your children. So that is a different thing than being a YouTuber and then having kids and sharing them sometimes in the vlogs or whatever. I feel like that's just different.
Yeah, for sure. So that's I'm going to say half smash, half pass because there are certain like even Maya Knight on TikTok, like a lot of people message him like Maya Knight is the only exception.
Yeah.
She has those twins.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's super cute. And yeah, I think some of it's super helpful and super relatable, I think, for other moms too. It like makes them feel like they have a community. Like,
definitely.
I don't think you should like get rid of moms altogether. It's like, cool, moms can't have fun.
No, exactly. That's what I was going to say. I'm never going to be a hater. Like, I think that people should share what's fun for them on social media, genuinely. Mm-hmm. And if like that's all those moms getting together and dancing, like, I think that's fun.
Yeah.
And I think you should absolutely do that. It's like, am I the primary demographic? no, because I'm not a mom and I'm going through for infertility, okay?
So, and I have you blocked.
I'm like, all of them are blocked. No, it's like, that's not the content that I'm consuming day to day, like mom content, but I get that there's a place for it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, if you're not exploiting your kids, then great.
Keep going, king or queen.
You do you. Okay, I am so excited about this partner, you guys, because I have actually been utilizing this as a part of my morning routine literally every single morning, and I truly love it so much. So it's Athletic Greens. It's a greens powder, and basically with one scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, really just everything, okay? And especially with my recovery, I feel like my like nutrition was so off, and also my gut health because I was on like medication and stuff. And so this was such a good thing to add into like my diet. And so that's kind of when I started drinking it the most in the morning. You literally just put a scoop of the Athletic Greens powder into some water, and I just put it in like a little water bottle and shake it up. And it has this very like mild tropical taste. It doesn't taste like, you know, gross like vegetables or something, but you can also tell it's healthy. It's really just the best of both worlds.
So Athletic Greens, it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting good. And it costs you less than $3 a day. So you're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit or another drink that you go get that's unreasonably priced, like $7. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/whatwesaid. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/whatwesaid to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Okay, so here's some of the ones that you guys sent in that we didn't ask, you know?
We didn't ask for.
No, we didn't ask for your guys' you know, to smash or pass. We just asked for your input on what we should smash or pass.
Yes.
Cow print.
Hmm.
Let's do a speed round. Like, I'm just going to read them. Just say smash pass. You don't even have to, you know, justify your choices.
I'm so torn right now. I feel like I'm going to have to do pass.
Yeah.
At this point in life.
Yeah.
Right now.
I think I'm going to have to pass as well. Hoka's smash.
Leif just got Hoka's. And
really?
They're really, yeah. Like, I really like the look of them even.
Yeah.
And I'm jealous. They are so lightweight.
They're like,
I was like feeling
clouds.
Them. I'm like, oh my gosh, this feel, it doesn't even exist.
Yeah. I have the, I think it's Arahi fives, obsessed with them for walks. I also have the, I forgot what they're called. I have 2 pairs and they're literally so comfortable. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, they
with
look
them.
Very, very comfy.
Yeah. Kylie Jenner naming her son Wolf. Here's the thing.
I had, oh my gosh, all of mine are, this shows that I'm a, like, not indecisive,
I'm
but...
I'm like a pushover?
No. I see both sides, okay?
Yeah.
I feel like that. I feel like that on almost everything.
Here's the thing with this name, Wolf.
It's giving I wolf you a little bit.
Yes. And also, I think with names, we were talking about this the other day, like, someone can completely ruin a name for you, or you could think because somebody's named that, that's
and they're
cool.
Like an iconic person, you think it's the cutest name ever.
Yeah, for sure. Like, if there was... A child just becomes their name.
Yes.
So in 10 years, we won't be like, his name is so stupid. Like North, I don't think twice about her name anymore.
No, I like her. I like her name. I think it's cute.
But when they were like, oh, her name's gonna be Northwest, it's like, what?
Yeah. No, that's definitely true. And I think, so when she announced it, I was like, I don't really like it. But I will say I like the double. Like I like Wolf Webster, just like Case Curtis. Like I like double, what is, I don't know the word for that.
Alliteration.
I think names that the first name and the last name starts with the same letter, it sounds good together.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about, okay, if this kid grows up and he's just like a super cool, talented kid, Wolf Webster is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I initially
was kind of a weird, hard name to say. Wolf.
Yeah. Like, it also, that's Tammy Hembro's son's name. And that's immediately actually what I thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's also like a public figure and she has a son named Wolf, but
yeah.
I guess there was like some, did you see that she
shaded her?
Yeah, because her and Kylie kind of used to be friends. And then it was a TikTok comment and someone is like, what do you, because she's pregnant right now.
Yeah.
And I think she might be having a girl.
She's like,
I don't
what's
know.
Her name?
Yeah, she's like, what's her name going to be? And she's like, I'm thinking about Stormy. It's kind of funny.
It's really funny. It's honestly really funny because I think Kylie unfollowed her a while ago.
Yeah, but then stole the name. So it's like,
interesting.
Oof. Do you think that people should like be able to name their kids the same thing as someone who they know?
Yeah, I think
like if a
it depends.
Friend, okay, because that's kind of a unique name. So like if a friend of a friend got pregnant and then named their son Case, would you be like, really? Or would you be like, okay, fair game?
I honestly don't, because he's already named Case, I would be like, eh.
Really?
I think so. The four in me is very proud of myself for saying that, but the
Enneagram I feel like
four
you would,
in me.
I feel like you would not be down for that.
Really?
Yes. I feel like if someone like in Gilbert, like a friend of a friend that we like kind of know, but we're not like best friends with them, if yeah. they named their kid Case, I feel like you'd be like, you're kidding.
I actually like, it doesn't enrage me at all.
Really?
Even the thought of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I've grown up.
That's good.
But I think that if I told somebody before and I hadn't already named him that.
And then they did it.
That would infuriate me.
Yeah. I just feel like when it's kind of a unique name, it's that's where the line is like, okay, I feel like you got that
from
me.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, if it's just like Jacob, then yeah. You have no, you know.
Yeah. You have no vibe.
You have no of what's the word? Ownership. You have no ownership over the name.
Yeah.
Something super generic.
Mm-hmm.
But over a more unique name, it's like more likely that they maybe got info from you, which
would
is fine.
Feel, it almost would be an ego boost because I'd be like, oh, you
the
like
name
my
I
name.
The name I picked is good.
Yeah.
It's true.
You do like my name.
I love that perspective.
I like
That's
to be positive.
Beautiful.
Someone said chinfluencer, smash or pass.
Oh my gosh. Smash.
Smash. There's only one real chinfluencer. Chai.
Smash it up. Chai with oat milk.
Mm-hmm. Stanley Cups. Smash.
Yes, we're going to have to absolutely smash.
Clean girl aesthetic.
Clean girl aesthetic?
Yeah.
I'd have to smash.
Yeah, I love seeing clean girls.
I love a clean gal.
Photo dumps on Instagram.
Smash.
Smash.
Here, wait, can we have this? Can we end the podcast with this discussion really quick?
Yeah.
So I did this TikTok and I was talking about like how, just like the evolution of Instagram,
mm-hmm.
how it used to be very, very curated to a point where, you know, when when travel blogging was a huge, massive thing and it was extreme curation down to like, you know, you're matching your dress, you're in Santorini, it's like a red flowing dress, you're twirling, all of that with like a wide brimmed hat in the sunset, you know the vibes. And then now it's like the more casual, the better. Mm-hmm. Literally a picture of my dirty, like, shoe could to potentially perform well on Instagram. Not on mine, but maybe on someone else's who has a great vibe. So I was talking about like the psychology behind this. I'm like, this is so interesting because I feel like the pendulum always swings kind of with everything. Like with fashion, it's like neutral and then it's colorful.
Yep.
Same thing with Instagram and photo editing. It's like super curated, super saturated edits, whatever. And then we go to the literal polar opposite where it's like, make this photo look as casual as possible and put no edit on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's now kind of what's popular. But I even think that that's starting to like, maybe it has to be unpopular soon. And I feel like that's been the vibe for several years,
mm-hmm.
probably like 2 years now at least. So anyway, we were talking about this and someone commented and they're like, honestly, I think that today's vibe is like the more casual Instagram situation is more damaging and dangerous because it looks real, but it's still curation.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're still curating it to make it look perfect. And it's super actually sometimes hard to make these moments look so candid when like you're still at the end of the day posing for an Instagram photo.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the art of a perfect photo dump, like all of it is something that's still, you're still curating.
Yeah.
Anyway, like what are your thoughts on that? Because I have mixed feelings, but I was like, that's kind of true.
That what?
That like, it is still curation.
Oh,
and
that
it's
still almost more damaging.
And it's almost even like sometimes harder to curate.
Yeah. It 100% is. You know what I think? Trend prediction. I think that, or maybe this is just what I want it to be because it's easier. I think that the trend is actually going to go more, I feel like we're almost in the middle of the pendulum with the casual right now because it's still very curated casual.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to go casual, like
even more casual.
Even more casual, where it's like messy house, like, you know, actually, you know why I think this is because Maya Knight, like her TikTok is so popular because it's literally so real. Like it's not like that. It's not like necessarily aesthetic by any means.
Yeah.
It's just like her real life and it's so relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like people, it's because of TikTok almost, because you see people's like messy houses and you see like, you know,
maybe not good lighting,
it's like
whatever.
More cozy. Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that hopefully it goes more like all the way to that pendulum where it's like actually back to how Instagram was at the beginning. Like legitimately not curated at all, just the Valencia filter on it.
But at the same time, what I was thinking is like Instagram is curation. Like you're never going to
exactly
not have that be the case because even with TikTok, I feel that the reason it is less curated is because that's the point of it. It's like you can post 20 videos a day on TikTok. You're not really punished for that. You know what I mean? Like as on Instagram, that's not the vibe there. It's that's not like you're just, that's spamming. It's like, okay, you're annoying. I'm unfollowing you. Whereas TikTok, it's like, kind of post whenever, whatever. Honestly, I would venture to say sometimes on TikTok, it's better, like you were saying, to not have good lighting, to like not have it be perfect.
Not look
like an ad.
To not
be wearing makeup. To not, it's crazy, but it's like you said, it's so much more relatable and cozy. And it's just crazy to me because some of my videos that do the best are like shocking to me. It's like I have greasy hair, zits, and I'm just like, I do not even think I look good.
No,
but
same.
Somehow it doesn't even matter because people aren't focused on that. But that's what's cool about TikTok is like anyone can literally have a shot at like going viral or whatever.
You don't
anyone
have to
can
already
post,
be rich.
No, anyone can post their life. Like that's the cool part. But I feel like on Instagram, it's like you're kind of going there. I guess it depends what you go on Instagram for, but I feel like for a lot of people, you go there for inspiration.
Yeah.
So I was thinking like, would I even want to see someone like post a completely, like genuinely not posed, genuinely not curated? I feel like I'd be like, I don't even care to see that.
Yeah. You know what I was going to say? Maybe not. Like right now it's curated, but it's more forced, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So maybe it's going towards more casual, like even more casual, but still curated. And honestly, I feel like Emma Chamberlain is even more so like that
vibe
where it's like, okay, obviously she's so rich, so it's like her things are nice anyways, but that kind of vibe where it's like she doesn't have a theme going on, she doesn't have like
That was also part of a video that someone else I saw made. They were like, the casual Instagram, like even using Emma Chamberlain as an example, it's like the casual vibe is only made possible, the reason it looks so good is because everything she wears is
rich.
Literally so expensive. Like,
yeah,
I guess
very true.
I guess some of her stuff is thrifted and stuff, and she definitely has style. So, like, we're not going to take that away. But a lot of things, it's like, okay, she's staying at this hotel. Yeah, it's just a photo of her room service, but it's also that room was probably $2,000 a night to stay in. And that's definitely contributes to the vibe. And so, there is an element of like privilege and money that goes into having a very aesthetic Instagram that doesn't even look aesthetic.
Yeah.
Or sorry. That doesn't look like you're trying.
Yeah, I feel like it is always going to be unattainable.
Yes, and I have seen other girls too, same thing. It's like, it does seem a lot less like they're trying. Like, it seems very random. But when you break it down, like, the things they're wearing, where they are, it's like, okay, you're a multimillionaire. So that's the only reason that you're in those locations and wearing those things. And that's why it looks cool.
That's
part of the vibe of it. It's interesting.
I think that if you're listening to this right now, just forget all vibes on Instagram.
Just do whatever you want.
Just do whatever you want.
Totally.
Just post it. I'm not even going to do this actually, so sorry. Like I was going to say, like when you take a photo of your food, you don't have to like move the food closer together or anything like that. Just take it of that, you know?
Yeah. No,
it's
I agree. I mean, I
literally says me who plans out my feed so meticulously.
Well, that's the hard part is that I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like,
no, I actually love doing that. It's literally so fun and fulfilling to me.
Yeah, I think it's such a fun hobby. Clearly, I don't even have Instagram right now. So it's like I'm the worst person to be like talking about this. I'm like, Instagram's so fun. Just forget all the, you know, forget all the expectations. Literally don't even have the app because it has ruined my mental health. But
I know it's so interesting. Like everybody has different
relationships.
Yeah, because I was gonna say I do think of Instagram more as Pinterest with like what's on my feed. That's why I freaking hate reels on Instagram. Like, get out of here. I want to see photos of like food. I want to see photos of like cute outfits. I want to see cute photos. And then for stories, I want to see what people are doing. That's
and not
why
like
you need to get back
photos.
On Instagram. I need to see what you're doing every day.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need you to be available to me 24/7.
No, my mom texted me. She's like, I never know what you're doing anymore. Like
I love seeing what people are doing on stories. I genuinely do.
I think there's nothing wrong with either thing. And the only reason I'm even deep diving into this is just because it's so fascinating to me. From especially doing this as a full-time job since like for almost a decade. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy to me to see how much it's changed. And I just like analyzing it because I just love like marketing and all that kind of stuff. But I don't want what I'm saying to, first of all, make anyone like overthink their feed or anything. Like it's just fun and social media is fun. And if you enjoy putting together beautiful photos, whether you like that super curated look or the casual look, like do what you want, because at the end of the day, you should always stick true to your aesthetic and your vibe, because that's what's going to be authentic and that's what people are going to connect with. So don't try, like I feel like for a second there, I was trying so hard to be casual and it was not working because like I'm such a photographer girly that it's like, okay, I'm like trying to be something I'm not. And that's why I had like this weird crisis with Instagram, which I know it's not that deep. It's just that doing it for a job and having it connected to like my income and my self-worth, all of it together was just getting overwhelming. But I'm excited to come back to Instagram at some point and like kind of just not have the same relationship with it, be a little more casual and just fun with it, because it is a very fun app. It's just that when you start overthinking, it just ruins it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree. I know it is very interesting. Very fascinating. I bet there's going to be like psychology classes. There probably already is about just like the evolution of social media and like all of the stages of it and the trends.
For sure.
Crazy. Well, we made it to an hour.
Wow.
Thank you for smashing and passing with us today.
That was fun. I liked that.
I know. You know what? I swore to myself I would never do it again on my story because
the trauma it brought. I got canceled.
But
got 10 bad messages.
Yeah. I'm going to do it again. It's like that Kourtney Kardashian.
You should do it again. And then the last slide, just put like a huge GIF that says basic. That's like flashing.
Are you basic? Smash or pass?
I would smash.
What was I just going to say? Oh, it's like that Kourtney Kardashian voice or audio on TikTok where it's like, I'm just joking, but you obviously don't like me to joke with you. So I won't joke with you anymore.
Oh, yeah. What is that? I'll hold on. You take things really sensitively and I just can't make those jokes with you. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. That's how I felt.
She's like, and that's fine. I just can't make these jokes with you.
It's so funny because I would actually say that to literally anybody in my life, including myself, mostly about myself. And so when I get like different reactions where people just don't understand like my humor, I'm like just genuinely shocked. And I'm like, oh, I actually wasn't trying to hurt anyone's feelings. That's the other thing. I'm like, oh, you're sensitive?
You're a baby. We weren't aware. No, it is. You know, what's a shocking thing is when you, like you said, you have no ill intentions that you genuinely think you're being like funny and fun. And then you get just like
people mad
for it, and people are like, wow. You're like, what the? Like, it is shocking. Not to say it's bad. It's just like, it is a weird feeling to think you're doing something that's like funny. And it's just like not funny to other people.
Shocked.
It's like, oh, what the? I get that. I felt that way before many times. Mm-hmm. I made a joke or two I shouldn't have. Not saying you shouldn't have done that.
Just can't. You just like, can't please them all.
I've done horrible things
for my business.
Okay, well, we love you guys. Make sure you're following us on Instagram if you want to, participate in the next Smash or Pass. If you want to participate in any of our upcoming story episodes, our advice episodes, all that. So
also leave us a rating and review and write Smash if you like our episode and Pass if you don't like our podcast.
Any press is good press. We'll take it all.
Yeah.
We love you guys. And
that's what we said.
Bye.